Back again. Mike Austin here, Magnificat Radio, magnificatmedia.com. Our first ever musical interview, and our first in hopefully a long line of musical spotlights. We were contacted by Nicholas Wilton. Nicholas Wilton is a composer in the UK, and he is mainly known for his sacred choral music. And if you've never... I was skeptical, to be honest. How do you take the Ave Maria and reconfigure it, recompose it? And Nicholas has done such a wonderful job. Rave reviews from all over the world, Catholic and non. This is from his CD, Sacred Choral Music, as recorded by a group called Magnificat. And I want to play, there are two Ave Marias on here. And we played the second Ave, the Ave Maria Cut 12. I'm going to go and we're going to play, Nicholas, if you don't mind, I'm going to play both of them. Let's play the first Ave Maria on this CD, Sacred Choral Music, and we'll come back and talk more with Nicholas Wilton here on Magnificat Radio. And that is actually the first Ave Maria on the CD, Sacred Choral Music, with as written, composed by Nicholas Wilton and sung by Magnificat. What a wonderful job they do, by the way. How did you, and I forget, did you tell me how you ran across them? How do you find people to do your music justice?
Well, in actual fact, I didn't really know of a very good choir, but as a lot of composers do, one has the British Music Yearbook, and I just looked through and saw an advertisement saying, you know, Magnificat, and rang them up and asked Philip Cave, who is actually also with another group called the Talis Scholars, very famous English choral group, and asked him if he prepared a date, and he said yes. And so we just fixed up a date and an engineer and a church, and they did it.
This was recorded in a church all at once.
Yes, it was St. Michael's Church in Highgate. It's actually not a Catholic church, but an Anglican church, but quite a nice acoustic. And Julian Gavin came along to sing the Panis Angelicus. He actually was very ill on the day, but he, in spite of that, did a pretty good job and came and sang it free of charge.
Isn't that something? That was what I was going to ask. How do you come to, I guess you must, there's a negotiation with singers and performers of who's going to get paid what. It's quite a business. You're an artist and a businessman, really, because you're constantly trying to figure out how to keep the lights on and at the same time trying to deal with the creative side, aren't you?
At that time, I did have a patroness who paid for the production, so that wasn't really a problem for me.
Ah, Well, it's a fantastic CD, and again, we're spotlighting mainly Nicholas's sacred choral music CD, Magnificat. What a perfect Christmas gift. Get this now. I think you could probably get it in time. And even if you don't get it in time, you're going to have it, and it's well worth it. Nicholas Wilton, I hate to say modern composer, but you are, but you don't compose in a modern way. Not even a contemporary, that's the wrong word to use too, but a composer in today's world, when you're thinking, where are all the Palestrinas? Where are the Mozarts? And these guys exist, Nicholas Wilton in England. And if you are interested, okay, I know I'm going to embarrass you probably, but I got to say, we've touched on it briefly here during this little exchange. If you like sacred music and you appreciate what we've played here, get a hold of Nicholas, because that's, as we said, how composers exist. Is the sale of music, of course, but generally the actual money comes from a patron or patroness. Isn't that right, Nicholas?
Yes, it is. That's the best way. The old ways are the best ways, and that's the way it used to be always for composers. Mozart had patrons, and he made a lot of money out of some of his productions, but also had patrons, and that's the way it works best, because it means the composer doesn't have to worry about whether he can pay to have the music printed and that sort of thing.
Yeah. When you...
These days, it's difficult.
No, go ahead.
It's difficult to get a publisher. It's difficult to get a publisher because publishers are generally not interested in traditional Catholic music. They're more interested in modernist music. So right. It's quite difficult. So I've had to publish the music myself on my own label, made up my own label, my own publishing house. Yes. And it's very expensive, and it's difficult to sell music.
Well, you know, hopefully we've helped out a little bit here today. But I before we go, I want to play some more from your other CD, Music for Piano. Nicholas Wilton, and we have a friend from Spain, Jesus Angel Miguel Garcia, who does a segment for us on the Latin words of the week. It's nice to know. And I see on your CD you have Spanish Dance in A Major, Opus 3. I'm going to play that now as we close out the show and just give you more samplings of Nicholas Wilton and his music here on Magnificat Radio, MagnificatMedia.com. We'll be back and talk more with Nicholas here in just a minute. That is a composition by our guest, Nicholas Wilton, from his CD Music for Piano. That's the Spanish Dance in A Major, Opus 3. And we've spotlighted mainly Nicholas's sacred music, which is what he's known for, sacred choral music. And I think it's just about time up. You know, Nicholas, we were talking about being a composer in today's world and producing as well as distributing your own music. It reminds me, I wanted to bring up, having been in radio for a number of years, I've seen it change. And the big giant record companies, while they still exist, really don't hold sway like they used to. I mean, the giant record companies used to be able to completely dictate to an artist. But with the internet, it's completely changed the recording industry, as you know. And you put your own music out there and build an audience. And that's the key right there. Go to catholicmusic.co.uk. And that's Nicholas Wilton's website, Nicholas Wilton in England. And we've spotlighted the Sacred Choral Music CD as sung by Magnificat. There's a lot more music on this CD that we did not touch on, but I leave that to you, ladies and gentlemen, when you get the CD and explore all of Nicholas's music. And I hope we can stay in touch. Nicholas, you're welcome here anytime. And with your permission, we are going to continue to play cuts of your music here on Magnificat Radio from time to time.
You have my permission. As often as you like.
We will do so. Nicholas, God bless, and do keep up the good work, and God willing, patronesses, patrons, folks will come to your website, buy your music, and we can continue on, and you can continue on with this great work that you do. Thank you for that.
Okay. It's kind of you to say so. Well, thank you for having me on your show, and God bless you.
Nicholas Wilton from the UK, a sacred choral music composer. And his CD with the choir Magnificat and the Sacred Choral Music CD, Nicholas Wilton. You can find that and others, other offerings, I guess. Go to his website, catholicmusic.co.uk, and contact him. Tell him if you appreciate his music. I'm sure he would like to know that. And find out how you can get more of Nicholas's music. We're going to leave you with one cut from the Sacred Choral Music CD. This is O Salutaris. As we all know the song and the words, this is the composition by Nicholas Wilton. Here on Magnificat Radio, magnificatmedia.com, living our traditional Catholic faith.
Serving the faithful of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. This is Magnificat Radio and MagnificatMedia.com.